is DJ Rodeo. DJ Rodeo in the house. We're going to come on, me and DJ Haas, in just a few minutes. We're going to get settled here in the station and catch our show today, Country 102, talking about our favorite songs. So stay tuned. Give us a few seconds.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung, and may you stay.
Everybody, welcome to Country 102 with me, DJ Haas, and DJ Rodeo here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. So today we do have a pretty good show. I'd like to think so. Oh, that rhymed right there.
There you go.
I didn't even mean to do that. So we're going to do what we did a few shows back. It is our fifth show today, right?
Fish show. Rodeo. Wow.
Fish show.
Let's go.
Oh yeah. So we're going to be doing some of our favorite artists again and some of our favorite songs from them. So DJ Rodeo is going to go ahead and kick it off first with one of her songs, and then I'll play one of my old country. But before we do that, DJ Rodeo is going to tell us a little bit of sad news that happened pretty recent.
Some sad news today in the world. Brussels attack. Now, when did you hear about this?
Okay, so, oh man, this is embarrassing. I really did not hear about it until very recent. Like, maybe I opened up my email and then I saw that something had happened.
Yeah, I saw this morning I was at work working at a preschool.
Yeah.
And I looked down at my phone and I went on Twitter on my break and it showed just everyone pray for Brussels, pray for Brussels. And I was like, okay, what is going
on? Something happened in Brussels. Yeah.
And so it was everyone saying a terrorist attack. And so
was it ISIS related or I don't know. I feel like that's what the one of the things that I saw when they were advertising the story was that it may have a connection. It's just so scary now. I feel like it's terrifying.
So I was reading on CNN. It said that there were a Belgian government representative told CNN that 10 people were killed, 100 wounded at Brussels International Airport, and at least 20 people died and 130 were wounded at the, I don't know how to pronounce this, a metro station there.
Oh, wow.
That's what officials were saying. So I was scared because when I saw the email sent out by our school that we had Dominican students sending abroad, but we didn't. So they were all safe. So
good. I didn't even know about that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we had no one there. So that was nice to hear
about
that.
At least Dominicans in the clear. And for anyone who did have any loved ones over there, we will have you in our prayers. So that's just scary. Hopefully nothing like that will happen anytime soon.
I absolutely agree. Oh, yeah. Very good. All right.
Well, so thank you for cluing us all in. Because, again, I didn't know and I didn't even know that there was the issue that possibly Dominican students were over there. So, whew.
Yeah. Very, very sad news. And I hate to start off our show like that, but felt like everyone had to know. And if they didn't know, then
now you do know.
Now you do. So my first song that I'm going to talk about is with Keith Urban. Now, I know we've talked about him a few times before. Now, were you a fan of him? How'd you feel about him?
So I have one of his songs. I've like Cop Car by him on my iPhone. But he's a cool dude. Like, it's a mixed thing with him because I love the fact that he's not, I mean, he's from Australia, but he sings country, but he totally sounds like the accent leaves, I feel like, whenever he starts singing.
I agree.
It's just his look for me is a little like, huh, because he has like the long hair and the, like, the V-necks and the pants that are tight. And I'm like, I don't know what you're doing, V-necks. Urban, but he's good. Like, genuinely, even though I don't really listen to his music, he does have a beautiful voice. So yeah, I'll give him that.
Absolutely. So and I don't know if you've guitar. Heard about or heard this song yet, but I was on Taste of Country. So according to tasteofcountry.com, Keith Urban's Break on Me lyrics are turning the superstar to one of his greatest strengths, delivering a powerful ballad. And I completely agree with that statement. The song is really like touching. And so John Knight and Ross Copperman are two of Nashville songwriters, and they wrote this song over the course of a long 6-hour session.
Oh my god,
so long. I don't know how I could not do a six-hour session.
I can't do 6 hours of anything. I can't even sleep for 6 hours straight. Like, yeah, that's,
and I was thinking how we went to school, like high school, elementary school for a full day, and we can't even do it now in college.
I still don't understand that. So much time when you mind add up blown. All the hours of how long. Like, it shocks me that we used to pretty much do like an 8 to 5 o'clock shift for school. I feel like, because by the time I got home and
without naps too. Now I have to have almost a nap every day.
It's that old age.
Yep. Mm-mm. Getting old. Mm-mm. Getting up there. Well, about the song. So John Knight said that he had this melody of the chorus, and I'll have you guys listen to it. Yeah. And that he had played on his guitar and he'd been playing it for about a month on the weekends and was just trying to figure out what it really was going to be.
Huh.
And then the other songwriter, Ross, canceled it a little bit, and it was just the two of them. And then they played the melody again and he loved it, and they just put a groove down and kind of stuck to the melody, and that became the chorus. So it seemed like they had it out, then they thought, maybe not. And I feel like that has to be a popular thing with a lot of artists. Like, they write a song think about a song, and then they forget about it, and then come back to it.
Like, a song can get passed around so much now. I feel like they've been working on it for forever. I don't know. Yeah. I always hear those stories now.
Yeah.
They want to perfect it.
Absolutely. So the Break on Me lyrics come from a long conversation the two friends had, in which Ross Copperman shared a story about a struggle a friend was going through while Knight was thinking about his daughter, Ashley, who was headed off to college. And Knight had said in conversation It was right when they were about to leave to take her off to college for the first time. So we thought, what if we also talked about what he would say to Ashley when she got out there and finds out how real life kind of sucks sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was pretty straight up. Yeah. And they mentioned that they would probably talk for hours just about what the song felt like and what it sounded like before they really got anything out of it, and then just started talking about it a couple days. And the girl actually ended up having breakdowns and was telling her dad how, like, it was actually, like, how she was actually having struggles. So the song actually really worked out.
Oh, my gosh.
And it, yeah, it was
well,
crazy.
How about that?
So the first.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not think that that's how that story was going to turn out. That's cool.
So the first line kind of comes from that, and then it just felt like the they were following the emotions of someone who was in a super not great place emotionally and having a depressed moment.
Oh, gosh.
So it's funny how it all happens the way it was supposed to happen.
I like that.
Yeah.
There
we
go.
Very touching. And so some of the lyrics, I'll mention them now, and then you guys can watch out for them when I play the song. So there's some of the lyrics start off with, "There'll be days your heart don't want to beat. You pray more than you breathe, and you just want to fall to pieces."
Your songs always make me want
to cry. I know,
cry.
I'm the worst. I'm the worst. "And nights, those 2 a.m. calls where dreams become walls, and you just need a break, so break on me." Yeah. So Knight had said that the title seemed inevitable in retrospect.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing those lyrics, I wasn't a fan at first of the song just because there's so many slow country songs out there right now, and it just gets me, you know, not depressed, but a little on the sad side.
Yeah.
And so this song, I wasn't a fan, but then my best friend, we were home for spring break, and she kept listening to it, and she loved it.
Right.
And
just gets in your noggin.
It rubbed off of me, and here I am back
always,
at school,
always.
And I keep listening, and it's the lyrics.
Yeah.
They just hit me.
They finally warmed up to you.
Actually,
you warmed up to them, rather.
Yeah.
There you go.
And he, Knight had actually said that he wrote the lyrics for a song titled Break on Me in 2012 and just never used it. So that was just in the back of his head. And he actually thought that Ross was going to come up with a title too. And he actually did come up with That's Where I'll Be. And another one was When You Need Somebody. So those actually all kind of came into the song. And the song actually got pitched to Rascal Flatts.
Oh.
But Keith Urban responded first. And, yeah, he did it actually significantly different than the original demo.
Ah.
So that's,
I wonder what that would have sounded
interesting
like.
Interesting, too. And I know, such a long background story.
I feel like he has the right voice for it, though. Honestly, even though it was, I guess he put his own style on the song, I still can't really imagine Rascal Flatts. But that's just because the only song that I really associate with them is Life is a Highway. And I feel like it's just such an upbeat kind of thing.
Yeah.
Couldn't really see them doing a sad one. All right. Are we going to listen to it?
We're going to listen
to it. Oh, gosh. If I start crying. Oh, man.
All right. So here is Keith Urban, Break on Me. And I hope you guys enjoy it.
There'll be days your heart don't wanna be. You pray more than you breathe, and you just wanna fall. Nights with 2 a.m. calls where dreams become walls, and you just need a break. A break on me, shattered like glass, come apart in my hands. Take as long as it takes, girl. Break on me, put your head on my chest, let me help you. Heart needs to break, just break on me. There'll be times when someone you know becomes someone you knew. Would you do anything
written words you want to take back, but you know you can't when the pages won't turn and it still hurts. Break on me, shattered like glass, come apart in my hands, take as long as it takes, good. Break on me, put your head on my chest, let me help you forget. Part in my hands, take as long as it takes, girl, break on me, put your head on my chest, let me help you forget, your heart needs to break, just break on.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
It was spiffy.
It was nice. I like the I don't know if you guys heard, like, after, was it after the chorus when the people in the background would be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that. That was a nice little touch. Ugh. It was nice.
It'll,
you know?
It'll stick with you, I'm telling you.
It really will. I feel like it's one of those things where when I get in those moods, I'm gonna put it on YouTube and kind of twirl around the house and just.
Yep. It's when you get, I'm telling you, it's when you're in those moods and mm-hmm. those certain songs. Mm-hmm. At first, I wasn't feeling it and I just wasn't in that mood.
Oh, yeah.
And then when my, of course, my best friend leaves and we leave and depart ways and we won't see each other for 2 months.
No, I could totally picture myself chopping up onions, like making dinner and crying to that song.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a typical night for yeah. me, you guys. Everybody knows.
But like I said, it was definitely the lyrics that got to me. And I love Keith Urban, his accent and his style of singing. It's awesome. And I feel like I always pick the slow songs, like you said earlier. But,
yeah, they but just, they're nice slow songs. Yeah. They're not like, oh my God, hurry up and just end, please. Right. Like, that was a pretty one.
Right, right.
Yeah. And I like it. And the story behind it was really cool, too.
Yeah. It was interesting how it actually, like, what they were thinking was going to happen. Oh, it
yeah.
happened.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I also love the upbeat songs, but lately I've just been feeling those ones.
Right? Hey, you know what? It happens. It happens. We get in those moods, as we discussed. Okay, my turn?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, mine's actually not, it sounds more upbeat, but I'm going to read you guys the lyrics in a second. And it's actually, it's kind of a sad one too, but pretty much mine is by a guy called Waylon Jennings. Have you heard of this guy, DJ Rodeo, by any chance?
I've actually definitely heard of him.
Okay. He yeah. is, I love him to pieces. Unfortunately, he is no longer alive. We'll get to that. But I'm going to play a song of his, one of my favorites. I have a lot of favorites by him, but this one in particular is called Rose in Paradise.
Okay.
And I just wanted to go over the lyrics briefly. I'm going to go over everything because what I love, and I don't know if I mentioned this in our earlier shows, I love old country just because I feel like they tell such a story in okay. their songs.
Yeah.
So he certainly did that. So he starts off by singing, she was a flower for the taking, her beauty cut just like a knife. He was a banker from Macon, swore he'd love her all his life. So there we go. There's a man in it, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
we're starting it off.
So you got her. Your characters.
Yeah, there
you
we go.
Characters.
We're developing a plot yep. now, boys and girls. So then he goes on and he says, bought her a mansion on a mountain with a formal garden and a lot of land, but paradise became her prison. That Georgia banker was a jealous man. Every time he'd talk about her, you could see the fire in his eyes. He'd say, "I would walk through hell on Sunday to keep my rose in paradise," which I think is just beautiful. That's like, if someone said that precious line to me, I'd be like, "Oh, God, like,
yeah,
love you right now." And then he goes on to sing. He hired a man to tend the garden, keep an eye on her while he was gone. Some say they ran away together. Some say that gardener left alone. So we don't know about that gardener. So we don't know what happened. Now the banker is an old man. That mansion's crumbling down. He sits all day and stares at the garden. Not a trace of her was ever found. And then they do the chorus again. The chorus was, "Every time he talks about her, like, you can see the fire in his eyes," whatever. And then he says that beautiful line. And then it ends, the last verse is, "Now there's a rose out in the garden. Its beauty cuts just like a knife. They say it even grows in the wintertime and blooms at the dead of night." And I'm like, you go, Waylon. So that's by far one of my favorite songs by him. And then once you hear the song, I'm sure it'll kind of, it just will sound.
Yeah, I like those lyrics.
They're nice, right? Wait. It's weird. This is my song. A lot of the time when I go on drives, I just blast this, and then it's just very like, pieces it all back together. So here is Rose in Paradise by Waylon Jennings. Stay tuned, you guys. You're listening to Country 102 on Penguin Radio. And when we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about this great, great country legend. So here we go. Here's Rose in Paradise.
Was a flower for the taking. Her beauty cut just like a knife. He was a banker from Macon. Swore to love her all his life. Bought her a mansion on a mountain with a formal garden and a lot of land. But paradise became her prison. That Georgia banker was a jealous man. Every time you talk about her, you can see the fire in his eyes. You say, "I would walk through hell on Sunday to keep my rose in paradise." Hired a man to tend the garden, to keep an eye on her while he was gone. Some say they ran away together. Some say that gardener left alone. Now the banker is an old man. That mansion's crumbling down. All day and stares at the garden. Not a trace of her was ever found. Every time he talks about her, you can see the fire in his eyes. He says, "I would walk through hell on Sunday to keep my rose in paradise." Now there's a rose out in the garden. Its beauty cuts just like a knife. They say it even grows in the wintertime and blooms in the dead of the night.
right, you guys, welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Country 102 with DJ Rodeo and me, DJ Haas. You guys just heard Rose in Paradise by Mr. Waylon Jennings. And now I just want to get into a little bit of this guy's biography. So we're going to go ahead and kick it off. But first, I want to know, DJ Rodeo, how did you enjoy that song?
I wanted to get up and dance.
That guitar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That guitar, the background,
it's a sweet, like, I don't know how you explain it.
It just makes me want to move my body. Yeah, like I am right
it's like
now
a
in the
sway.
Studio.
There we go. She's doing it, you guys. You can't see her, but she's been like rocking back and forth. All right. So Waylon Jennings was born in Littlefield, Texas. He was playing, he was in a band by the age of 12, and he was working as a radio DJ also when he was younger. So kind of got his foot in the door that way. And they say his style evolved over time. He took on a much tougher and more bass-driven sound, as you heard. And he did, along the way, when he did have his career pick up, he started working with Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson. And by the time of his death, Jennings had become a country music superstar. So he had a pretty crazy life. So early on in his career, he was looked at as a bit of a musical rebel. A lot of the dudes that I listened to kind of had this name. And Waylon Jennings, he was kind of known for popularizing like the more grittier sound of the guitar that wasn't really seen as traditional country, and it was a lot more rock influenced. And they actually categorized it as outlaw country music, so that's why they kind of looked to him to be a musical rebel. So Okay. You go, man. You're a cool dude. And yeah, along with Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, they were all kind of labeled as these outlaw artists for changing country music and for kind of putting it into a new direction. This is why I love talking about this, because I feel like these guys did that, and then now we have modern country, which sounds completely different from country, like, and then, you know, how it was like 80 something years ago. And it's kind of cool because it's like they're making their own sound now too, just like these guys were.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Pretty cool. So like I mentioned, by the age of 12, he was playing in a band and working as a radio disc jockey. And this is kind of crazy. He dropped out of school and he moved to Lubbock. Fun fact for you guys, I was saying Lubbock wrong my whole life until recently. My family from Texas came over here to visit. And it was when that, did you hear about DJ Rodeo, that whole like biker gang thing that happened in Texas a while ago, where like a huge fight erupted in front of a restaurant, and like there were biker gangs that were like hitting each other with chains and someone got stabbed? Whatever happened, it was in Lubbock, Texas. And that's why I was trying to raise conversation with my family in Texas, being like, yeah, did you guys see what happened over in Lubbock? And they're like, what? I was like, yeah, Lubbock, Texas. They're like, it's Lubbock. I was like, okay, well, it should be Lubbock, because that just sounds, in my opinion, it sounds a lot better. But yeah, Lubbock. So he moved to Lubbock, Texas, and that's kind of where he had his career kind of blast off. He met Buddy Holly, another rock and roll legend, and Holly actually produced Jennings' first single, which was Joe Blonde. And then that's how Jennings kind of started getting into the music industry, as he started playing in Holly's backup band, which was called the Crickets. He was with them for some time, and he started performing with them. And this is kind of, this is also a little, like, it gave me goosebumps kind of when I realized it. He was performing with the group, I think this happened in 1959.
Okay.
And he was supposed to get on a private plane with Holly after their show in Iowa, and it was freezing. And so I'm going to kind of cross over now. There's a movie called La Bamba with, I think the actor's name is Lou Diamond Phillips. It's an older one, so I used to watch it all the time when I was little. But it's about Richie Valens, who's another star who was on this plane with Buddy Holly, and the one that Waylon Jennings was supposed to get on. And in the movie, like, they have the whole thing where Richie Valens is like, oh, like, yay, I get to go on the plane. Like, sweet, we get to be home and we don't have to wait all night in a tour bus in the middle of Iowa in, like, winter or whenever this happened, February. So still when it was kind of crazy weather. And the plane crashed. So Buddy Holly and Richie Valens, and I remember this part in the movie, so that when I learned all this about Waylon Jennings, I was like, I saw that part of the movie. So Waylon Jennings got off, he pretty much got saved by just lucking out and not going with them on that plane because the plane went down, and unfortunately, you know, a couple yeah. people died, a couple wow. important people. So that was a weird thing. So after that tragedy, he came back to Lubbock and again started working as the radio DJ, and that's when he moved to Arizona in 1960, and that's where, again, he kind of reboosted his musical career, and he formed a band called The Wailers, so little okay, play on yeah. his name, and that group started developing, never really took off, so Jennings kind of spread out individually, and that's when he landed a contract with A&M Records in 1963, and that's when he moved to Los Angeles, California. And from then on, that's when he really started making his music. And he has so many great, great, great songs. So this guy is truly just a legend. Unfortunately, he did have quite a life and musical career, but he was diagnosed with diabetes in the early 1990s. And he had a lot of trouble walking and kind of living his life. So that didn't stop him, though, from making music. He did also have, I believe, his left foot amputated a result of the diabetes, yeah. but he still stayed around for a little bit after that. But later that year, or I think in 2001, that's when he had to have his foot cut off. Oh, wow. And eventually, you know, everything caught up with him and his health just couldn't really hold on. So he did pass away in February of 2002 in his home in Chandler, Arizona. So that's a little bit of his life. Really yeah. incredible. If you guys want to check him out, he has a lot of great songs. He did the songs for, I don't know if you remember, you mentioned it when we were talking about the Armadillo and everything, the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember the good old boy song, like, making my way. I can't sing it to save my life. But
is that the beginning? Is it the beginning?
I think they have it in the, like, it's somewhere
Man,
in the movie.
I can't remember. I
but
love that movie.
He has a lot Classic. Of good ones. And then he has Good Hearted Woman. He also does a duet with Willie Nelson, which I got to hear Willie Nelson perform when I saw him last year, which was amazing. It's called awesome. Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. The longest, like, title ever. But, no, yeah. he has great songs, so I highly, highly recommend him. And, yeah, that's Waylon Jennings. So that's my first one down right there.
Awesome. We just nailed two right there on radio.dominican.edu. And I did forget to mention a little bit about Keith Urban because I was just so excited
There's
to hear
more
his song.
About Keith?
Yeah, just a little.
Like what, DJ Rodeo?
I actually met him.
Get out of here. Okay, I was not. I thought you forgot like a fact.
Well, kind of. It's more of like my opinion on him, but so I went to like American Idol showing, mm-hmm. and he's the judge, obviously. Him, J-Lo, and Randy Jackson.
Oh God, yeah, I forgot Randy.
And I was super close to them, and he was so nice and so sweet and so humble.
How does his voice sound in person?
Oh my God. Mesmerizing.
Nicole Kidman, you lucky gal.
Yeah, and his daughter was actually there like in between commercials and they brought her out, and she's super cute.
She's gonna be pretty. Yeah, she has some absolutely. Great jeans.
And the
I
other
hate
judges,
her already. I'm jealous.
Hey, now the other judges didn't want anything to do with like the crowd.
Really?
And he was all about it, taking pictures, signed my friend's phone. I have a picture with him.
That's
and J-Lo
crazy.
And Randy, they were just Eric Connick
You're
Jr.
You're gonna have to show me that later.
Yeah, super super cool.
Good for you. Well, that's good. I feel like it's such a bummer when you hear, I mean, like, I feel like people look up to these people and you hear so many celebrities aren't really that nice
right.
to their fans.
Yeah.
So that's good that Keith Urban's holding it down, you humble man.
Yeah. And I was actually looking at his song list, and a lot of his songs are actually more slower beat, not too many upbeat songs like Luke Bryan has
yeah.
on some of his. Mm-hmm. And he's actually releasing another song from his album that is actually staying nameless until March 29th.
Ooh, suspense.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to go for.
Yeah. And the new album, I believe, is called Ripcord. And he's actually going on tour with Brett Eldredge. I don't know if you've
I've heard of
him. He's mm-hmm. awesome. I've never seen him. And then Maren Morris, who I've never heard of, actually had to look her up.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a female.
She actually, I'm going to go on another rant. There's a song on Spotify. I believe it's from her. I'll have to look it up next time we have a break. It's called My Church. I can't download it anywhere and I can't buy it anywhere, and I love that song. So it kills me because when I'm not on Spotify, I just can't.
She's gonna go on tour. She's good. Okay, I haven't listened to any of her songs, but I saw she was going on tour, so I had to check her out.
Okay, she's good.
Yeah,
if she sounds anything like she does in My Church, then you're solid.
What is it's called? Yeah, My Church.
My Church. It's right. A beautiful. Okay. It's like pretty much she's explaining how like when she gets in the car, or like I guess it's a truck. If you know, yeah, we're being real country here. You get in a truck and you put the radio on and the windows down. Like that's her church. Like her kind of.
Hey, church.
She was
you.
Saying like when that's like DJ Cash Ross. Sings the or when Hank leads the choir and Cash sings the sermon. It's something more melodic than that. But yeah.
Wow.
So it's a cool song.
So they'll actually be in Southern California at Staples Center in October. So I'm super jealous that I wouldn't be home to see him, because I'm sure he'd be awesome.
It's always like that when you're up here then.
Yeah, so that's very exciting for them. So super jealous.
Well, if anyone wants to go to that,
yeah,
please let us know how
October.
It is.
October,
we'll live through you.
Yeah, sometime in October. So
that's crazy.
I would have loved to add those three artists to my concert list, but
who knows?
Maybe another time.
we'll come back around. All right, back over to you, DJ
my
Rodeo.
Second What's the song.
Next one.
Let's do this. It is going to be Zac Brown Band.
Oh yeah!
I'm in love. I can't.
Who isn't?
Get
Who isn't in love with them?
They have.
I just answered my own question. I was like, well, I guess anyone who doesn't really like country music.
They have my heart right now. So, I love this band, like I said, and I've seen them. I'm pretty sure it's two times that I've seen them. Once in Southern California, another time in Northern California, and they play again this summer here in Northern California. So I would love to see them.
Oh, no, sorry. I just got really excited. I was like, what?
I thought you were coming up to the mic here. All right. So their album, Jekyll and Hyde, is amazing. Like I've said, I love pretty much every song on the album. Each one is so different. They have some gospel type, some tribal, just a wide range of songs.
We talked about this. Crazy genres, I feel like, that they mix in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do enjoy their old songs. I'm sure you've heard of their original Toes and Chicken Fried.
Oh yeah, Chicken Fried
so
is
so good,
the,
right? Mm. Super popular.
And it makes me want fried chicken every single time I hear it.
Yeah.
And peach pie.
Absolutely. Oh gosh, mm-hmm. Getting hungry over here.
Mm-hmm. It's dinner time. We messed up by putting it at this time slot.
Yes, we did.
Anyway, back
to
Zac Brown.
That's what we talked about last. Oh man, all right.
Back to Zac Brown.
And I'm pretty sure everyone's heard the Toes and Chicken Fried. And probably the most popular on his other album. But the next song I'm going to mention is very popular right now, too, as well. And it's Lovin' You Easy. And some of the lyrics are, you make lovin' you easy. You make lovin' you all I want to do. Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all makes lovin' you easy. So I'm in love. And Lovin' You Easy is written from the perspective of a man taking in his love each morning and then again at night. And
this is cute.
It's super cute, and I think people love this song because it has a throwback to a more vintage country sound.
Yeah.
And so my roommate right now is in love, and I said, hey, like, I need a song. We're doing our favorite songs, and she said, this song, absolutely. So I said, I completely agree. Love Zac Brown Band. I talk about him all the time. And I think I said he's one of my favorites right now, so it just makes sense that I did a song by him. So we're going to listen, and then after we listen, I'll break down the lyrics as to what Zac Brown Band is saying and thinking about it. So here is Lovin' You Easy by Zac Brown Band.
Every morning when you come downstairs, here's a mess, but I don't care. No makeup on, shining so bright. My old sweatshirt never fit so right. Dancing around to the radio, humming the words that you don't know, 'cause I'm finding an angel off my list. Thinking that it don't get no better than this. You make loving you easy. I wanna do every little smile,
real talk by candlelight. Gonna slow this down and make it last. The best things fly by so fast.
You make loving you easy.
Welcome back, you guys. DJ Rodia, what did we just hear?
Oh man, that is Loving You Easy by Zach Brown Band.
Dude, I like that. I was dancing around.
Groovy.
That was good. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, his other popular songs right now on the radio are Homegrown and Loving You Easy, and I think one more. I can't remember. Maybe just those two right now. But okay. His album, I'm serious. You got to check out the album.
Okay. I'm down. I'm in.
He has one song right now on the album, and it's I'll Be Your Man, and it's for his daughter.
Aww.
And it's the cutest song ever, and I want my dad to sing it to me. But, yeah, so I'm going to break down some of the lyrics. I mean, obviously, some of them are going to be pretty obvious. The first section says, every morning when you come downstairs, hair's a mess, but I don't care. No makeup on, shining so bright, my old sweatshirt never fits so right. So Zach Brown Band's basically just describing being in love with his woman.
Aww.
And shining so bright means looking so delightful and so beautiful. And the next line, my old sweatshirt never fits so right, is about his partner wearing his clothes, assuming his wife, of course, which is a sign of love and partnership.
This is sweet.
It's so cute. Like, the meaning of these lyrics are precious. And then dancing around to the radio, humming to the words that you don't know, crossing out finding an angel off my list, thinking it don't get no better than this.
And he's rhyming them.
Yeah.
Wow.
So these lines describe two people who are shamelessly in love with one another. And in other words, Zach Brown Band believes this woman to be perfect, and he never wants to trade her for another lady. And he believes he has found the best woman he can possibly find. And then it goes into the chorus where it says, you make loving you easy. You make loving you all I want to do. Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all makes loving you easy. And just says that how Zach Brown Band describes how he's deeply infatuated with his lover.
Ooh la la. Yeah. Ooh.
And he means to say that he is not at all inconvinced by his beloved, and he's truly in love with her. So what a lucky woman.
Yeah, seriously.
And then the next little section is Wrapped Around Me Late at Night, Pillow Talk by Candlelight. I love that part. And says,
sounds very nice. That sounds really nice.
It says, come slow this down and make it last. Best things fly by so fast. And he's saying that the couple enjoys their nighttime cuddling. I mean, who wouldn't with Zach Brown Band? And the next line says that Zach Brown and his lover know how to set a romantic mood. So that's very romantic. And he insists that love seems to pass them by way too fast, so he endeavors to save it all. And it's mainly a song about being madly in love with a partner, with one's partner, yeah, but obviously his wife. And that's basically what it's about. And I love him.
That was a good one. Yeah. I'm going to take all those lyrics, and whenever you get to that part when you get married where you say like the vows or whatever,
yeah,
I'm going to throw that in there. Just recite the whole thing.
But yeah, Zach Brown Band is a country singer, songwriter, band leader. And he was born in Atlanta, Georgia. And he was the 11th child in a family of 12 kids.
Ooh, there we go.
Yeah, and he's 38, so I think he's doing his life just great.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ryman.
We're just on a roll. Oh, my gosh. Well, that was a good one. I personally really like that one.
Yeah,
it's going to be a hard one to follow.
I think you got this.
But here we go. So my next band is it's another Southern rock one. I know last time I introduced you guys to Lynyrd Skynyrd. This time we're going to talk about Molly Hatchet. And I actually, so I was a big Skynyrd fan for as long as I can remember. And I had heard of Molly Hatchet, but I had never, I guess I just didn't hear the right songs because they didn't capture me at first.
Yeah.
And then I came here 2 years ago when I transferred to Dominican University of California. And my advisor, Brad Van Alstine, was, I don't know how it got on the topic, but I mentioned Lynyrd Skynyrd. He's like, oh, you should check out Molly Hatchet. And I was like, I have, bro. Like, I don't really like him that much. And then he told me, like, no, like, check out this album, blah, blah, blah. And I gave it a listen. And now, for the past few years, I've really liked Molly Hatchet. So thanks, Brad.
Wow, that's crazy.
So now,
that's
whenever cool I mention story. Molly Hatchet, Brad's the only guy.
I think I'm you mentioned about. It in one of our
I
classes.
Did,
and
I did.
I was like, what's
when
going
he was
on?
Asking questions, I was like, Molly Hatchet? And he got it. He's picking up what I'm putting down. Okay. So Molly Hatchet was formed in Jacksonville, Florida, again, just like Skynyrd. So these bands are just super familiar for me. And about the band's name, there's a few different ideas about how it came to be. So there's one opinion in particular that has majority rule, and it's, well, apparently the band's name is based off of a character and her legend. According to the stories, Molly Hatchet was a prostitute from the 17th century, and she would she would specifically target like rich dudes and post-coital after doing their business.
Wow.
You know, she would mutilate and then decapitate her clients with a weapon of her choice.
That's wild.
So Molly Hatchet, they named, so I don't know, it's still being debated whether it was like an actual person or an urban legend, but they took the name Molly Hatchet and they're rolling with it. And it's really cool because I wish I could show you guys their album artwork, but it's totally, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like fire and dudes and armor and on horses. It totally embodies, I think, the band
definitely.
Name. So it works. So that's the story behind how they got their name. I just want to go ahead and play a song called Mississippi Queen for you guys. And then we'll get to talking about Molly Hatchet. So stay tuned. This is Mississippi Queen on Penguin Radio, and you're listening to Country 102. We'll be right back. You guys, we are back. You just heard Mississippi Queen by Molly Hatchett. You are listening to Penguin Radio, Country 102 with me, DJ. I almost said DJ Rodeo. I'm DJ Haas. And then this right here is DJ Rodeo. Did you have a shout out to give?
I did, right here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Shout out to my Chicago friends up in here.
I hate the Cubs.
Yeah, oh. I'm an Angel fan, so yeah, there we go. I feel like so we're not a fan of those. But yeah, shout out to you guys out there. Hope you're liking that cold weather because we're loving this sunshine over here.
Oh, yeah. So. That's
sorry about it.
Sorry about it. Sorry, not sorry. Oh, I want to kick myself every time I say that stupid thing. Ugh.
All right. Okay. So you got to tell our listeners what you're thinking about that song right now.
Honestly, this is I'm not judging anyone's life choice right now at all, because some people do this and honestly I think it's a great way to make some money, but if I was a stripper, that right there would be my song. I would go crazy to that song. Yeah, on, you know,
the
on
beginning
stage.
I could totally see
that would be my stripper song. So yeah, but anyway, I digress. That's for another lifetime.
That's a whole nother show.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm gonna start off by talking about, well, again, what did you so that one was a cool one, right?
That
like
was
the
a cool
Southern
one.
Walk is it's good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Our songs today are so on point, so I hope our listeners are really liking
I'm proud
them
of our choices.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree.
I dig it. Okay, so this band, as I mentioned, Southern Rock, the genre itself kind of took off in the early 1970s, and it really did become popular because of bands like this one. And as you kind of heard, Southern rock is just a mixture of, you have country, you have rock and roll, you have the blues, and you have gospel. You couldn't really hear it so much in that one, but there are songs of Molly Hatchett's like Gator Country, Bounty Hunter, and Fall of the Peacemakers. Those all kind of have just the whole mixture of every genre I just mentioned. So they do pretty much incorporate them always into their music, which I love. It's a lot of different stuff you got going, quite the variety. So currently, this is a similar band to Lynyrd Skynyrd in the sense where, because it's so ongoing, they've had a lot of different members kind of come in and out, but right now they currently have 6 guys in the band, some who've been members of Molly Hatchett from quite a long time ago. But I just want to backtrack to the original group for a quick second. So the first members who put out Molly Hatchett's debut album back in 1978, which seems so long ago. Long ago. Yeah, I just spit all over my laptop. That was nasty. I'm glad.
It's okay. No one else saw it.
Just DJ Rodeo. Anyway, so first members were Danny Joe Brown, Dave Hlubeck, Steve Holland. Oh, geez. Dwayne.
Come on, let's
right?
go.
D-U-A-N-E. Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Dwayne. Dwayne. Dwayne Roland. Bruce Crump and Banner Thomas. So those were the original guys right there. And Danny Joe Brown, we'll just call him DGB for now, so
sweet.
I don't have to keep saying it
I
all
like that,
he did the band's vocals, and he was the man behind 2 of Molly Hatchett's well-known songs called Flirting with Disaster and Whiskey Man, and he sung and he wrote those lyrics. Dave Hlubeck was guitar, Steve Holland played guitar, Dwayne Roland also played guitar, Bruce Crump did the drums, and then last but not least, Banner Thomas played bass. And I don't know if you guys heard there, you heard that cowbell in the beginning.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that SNL skit where it was Christopher Walken and Will Ferrell who has the cowbell? He's like, I need more cowbell. More cowbell. I'm going to make you watch it with me right after. But if any of you guys know what I'm talking about, then that just reminded me of it. Anyway, so that was the classic lineup for that album. And then, unfortunately, Danny Joe Brown was forced to leave the band much later on. He was in and out a lot. He made the decision to leave the band for his health because, and this is ironic that I chose him and Waylon Jennings for this kind of show, because DJB also had diabetes and a lot of pancreatic problems. So that's originally what was affecting his ability to perform. So he left and then he came back and, you know, gave it another try. And the second time after he had a stroke And so he was kind of in and out of the band, but in the end he officially decided to retire from Molly Hatchet and just the, you know, the music industry. And he went back home to Florida, where he died at the age of 53. So super young. So that was his journey with Molly Hatchet and the original singer and one of the, you know, the great roles in the band's achievement. So pretty awesome dude. And yeah, so now jumping back to present time, as I mentioned, there are six members. There's Bobby Ingram, who joined from the Danny Joe Brown Band way, way back when. And he is on lead guitar, slide, and acoustic. Okay. And then you have Phil McCormack, who is the lead vocals and harmonica. And then Dave Hlubeck. Hey, he's still there. He also took a break from the band, but he came back after a while, and he still is on guitar and does vocals as well. And then you have John Galvin with keyboards and the Hammond B3 organ. So he's getting pretty specific. And he does some background vocals. And did you sneeze over there? Did you sneeze, DJ Rodeo?
It's like the little burps. I think it's
she's been burping this whole show. Green it's so tea. Cute.
This organic honey green tea, it's making me have like little burps.
I get it, though.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like kind of going to the
You're
side.
Good. She's being so polite, you guys. She's been covering her mouth. I would let it ring for everyone to hear. anyway, and then for bass, guitar, and vocals, we have Tim Lindsay. And finally, we have Sean Beamer, and he does drums and percussion. So that is Molly Hatchet in present day. And I believe these guys, again, I just always get so pissed because both Molly Hatchet and Lynyrd Skynyrd, I really want to see them because I just feel like their concerts would be crazy.
Yeah.
But of course, they never come to California.
Right.
So now for their tour, which kicked off last year, what I'm seeing, this is weird. They performed for a little bit in January of 2015. And then on their website now, it says that in March, this year they took off into the Bahamas, which is super random. So March 19th they were in Florida, and then they take a little break, and in April they're going to Arkansas and Florida, and then they have like the weirdest, like Connecticut, Ohio. They're going to be going to Switzerland in June. Wow, but not California, so that's strange. Great.
Yeah,
they're literally going to every
ad.
Mm-hmm. Every state. I could make a song out of this. Connecticut, Ohio, Bulgaria gets them.
Hey,
New
hey,
York, Kentucky,
hey,
Colorado, New York, Ohio again, South Dakota, Pennsylvania, Alabama, but not California. So thanks, everybody.
Jeez, I don't know what it is. I don't like
but,
that.
So good
whatsoever.
For everyone in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Bulgaria
Seriously.
And the Bahamas. Well,
whatever.
Bahamas people already, I hate you because you live in the Bahamas.
Yeah, you're either vacationing or mm-hmm. you're living there. So
or just rocking out to Molly Hatchet.
Yep.
Well, you guys, that was Molly Hatchet. That's another one of my favorite Southern rock bands. And that pretty much wraps the show up for today.
That went by
Done
so
it.
Fast.
Oh
Where
my
did the
God,
time go?
Time flies when you're having
fun.
Knee slapper.
Oh, Lord. Oh, we love our country.
So next week, we will be changing our time up a little bit. DJ Rodeo does have an event that she has to attend, so it will conflict with our time. But we will be here.
Yeah, I'm thinking Country 102 will probably most likely be on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Probably, we think in 3 o'clock, 3 to 4, Country mm-hmm. 102 with DJ Haas and DJ Rodeo.
Yes, ma'am.
So don't forget about us next week. We are going to surprise you with what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
We don't really want to tell you.
Uh-uh.
So you better listen.
Yeah.
You better
Pay
watch
attention.
Out. Yeah.
It's that thing from Princess Diaries. Did you remember that movie? Where I feel like I've said this already on the...
I love
the show
Harris.
where Lily like bangs the gong or whatever, and she's like, so shut up and listen. I don't know why. It keeps coming back
it.
In my memory.
That was
anyway,
awesome.
So that was Country 102 with DJ Haas and my good friend DJ Rodeo. Thank you guys so much for tuning in on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. All right, y'all, have a great rest of the week.
See you when we see ya.
Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers Mary. A broom is drearily sweeping